The Matai Medical Imaging Research and Innovation Centre announced the four recipients of two scholarship programs last week.
And we have one of those recipients in the studio this morning, Paige Richter of Te Whanaua Apanui me Ngāti Praura. We'll call the Office and Research Assistant Irina Hogarth. Morena.
Kia ora.
Ata Maria kia korua. Welcome back, Irina. The last time you were here, we were trying to chat you up and keep you over here at Turangi FM. And,
I remember that.
That didn't sound right, did it? Chat you up. It has different connotations. Morena Page, welcome to Turangi FM. You plan to study optometry or medical imaging, rather, at Otago or Auckland University. Wow. Your great-great-uncle, Dr. Tutere Wirepa, was the third Māori doctor in Aotearoa. Eki, eki. Yeah, awesome. He must be an inspiration for you, eh?
Oh, he's huge. He's one of my driving forces to why I do want to go into the medical field. He's created history for not only New Zealand, but for my whānau particularly. And coming from up the coast, being able to study all the way down south, like, that was just amazing. And it would have taken a lot for him to do that. So yeah. He's definitely one of my massive inspirations to go into the medical field.
And the cool thing is, because I think one of the hardest things about going to university is leaving home. I mean, I found that hard when I left. Yeah. You'll be able to study from home.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if it comes to that point with COVID, but I think it'll be easy. I've done 2 years of secondary school online, so that'll be fine. And I also have my older brother who's at the University of Auckland, and he's shown me how to study from home. And although it is very, very hard at times, he's just been a massive role model. So I think being able to study from home would be really nice.
Have you chosen if you're going to go to Otago or Auckland Uni, or are you still on the fence?
So I have decided to go to the University of Auckland.
I mean, your brother's there.
Yeah.
So, and Otago, I mean,
and it's the same island. I mean, you know, you can drive there. And
yeah, and Otago's cold. And all of the places I've seen, you know,
and the only thing about Otago going for it is 660, and they're not even there anymore.
Nah, and you know, their flats are like putu-putus.
Yeah.
So good choice.
Oh, you're in a square, we're in the corner there going,
I'm going there.
Oh, not your fault. Oh, it is.
Speaking of Edna, why did Paige win one of these scholarships?
So originally we were only supposed to have two scholarships going. When we went through our entire scholarship process, there was such a high caliber of talent, of personality, of passion. It was kind of impossible for us to just pick two. And then when we put it to some of our funders, they came back to us and they were like, oh, well, I think it would be a good idea to actually fund an additional two.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was incredible. We couldn't have asked for anything better. And so Paige was one of the recipients of that one there, an additional funded scholarship. And so we absolutely loved her passion, especially her links to Te Tairāwhiti and the iwi here.
Yep.
Yeah, just all round.
And the fact that her great-great-uncle was the third doctor
exactly.
And Aotearoa may have had some influence.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, that's really cool.
Once you've finished at university, do you plan to return home to bring your education and knowledge back into Te Tairāwhiti?
100%. I believe in the importance of ahika and coming back to my community that have already given me so much. So I do believe that when I do upskill, I can give back to my community and show Māori students from Te Tairāwhiti that anything is possible, that you can go into a medical field that is very, very hard. But, you know, we need more Māori in the healthcare sector, and that's, I do want to come home.
Yeah. So have you chosen whether you're going to do optometry or medical imaging?
So my next year I want to do either first year health science or first year biomedical science. And that way I can just kind of see which is what is out there for me. But I am keeping an open mind, but I'm kind of still on the fence a bit, but I will definitely know by the end of next year.
And what's your brother studying?
Architecture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need some architects speaking. Where are you guys from up the coast?
So my mum is from Te Kaha, kind of up that ways, and then my dad's from Taranaki. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you go to Te Kaha school?
No, I went to Te Whanau school.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
You should have went to Kaiti, but anyway, I won't hold that against you. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I have to ask you, because I was just thinking about when I had my brain scanned, when Davidson, Cassie Davidson came and took me for a brain scan. Have you been for a brain scan?
No, but I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to go. Yeah, the results are amazing.
Yeah.
And you get a pretty picture as well that you get in a frame.
So worth it.
And put on your mantelpiece at home, so there's my brain.
Oh, a frame won't be able to hold your one.
No.
We'll be out the door.
Oh, that's to take your spirit.
Oh, no, nah, it'll be like, well, we can't scan all of us.
Thank you
for coming in.
Paige and Edna, thank you so much for joining us. Nice to see you again, Edna. We'll continue to have a conversation. Oh, mind you, you're going to Cold Otago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll have fun.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm sure I will after the conversation we had before.
No doubt you'll find a, you know, very pretty and very clean flat.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I know her parents, so they're probably, having a look. And Paige, all the best. Congratulations with your scholarship and all the best for the future. And we'll keep an eye on you. Ka mātai atu a mātai ki a koe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ngā mihi nui.